Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on WIFM, and joining us on the program this morning, Wilkes County Extension Agent with the Cooperative Extension Service, John Cothran. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We have a really great topic and a very timely topic today. John, I want to talk to you about safe herbicide use for farmers, and boy, this is really the time to talk about it, and there's a lot of do's and don'ts. What do you think would be the most important thing to do with herbicides?
I think that, which is now that you're going to see a lot of farmers out in the hay fields and pastures and even the cropland pretty soon, just always make sure that you read the label.
Mm-hmm. You mean there are directions?
Yes, sir. And then I hear a lot of times people want to put a little more to make it better, but that's not always the case. We want to make sure we follow those directions on the label.
That is a thing when we say, okay, if this much is good, this much more would be better, but you could actually wind up doing damage, couldn't you?
Yes, sir. You could do damage and to the crops or maybe to the livestock, and the most damage would probably happen would be to your wallet because you're actually wasting herbicide that you don't need.
Yeah, and there is a way to do the measurements. I think most sprayers you can set them to the correct amount based on what the label says, right?
You sure can, and if anybody needs any help, anybody at the extension office should be able to help, but you can calibrate your sprayer to make sure you're putting out the correct amount. I mean, you can calibrate like tractor sprayers, and then even if you're spraying in your lawn, you can calibrate your handheld sprayers as well.
What about knowing the right thing to spray for the purpose?
Yeah, I have a lot of calls that come in the office and they want me to identify a certain weed or something of that nature. And so just make sure you know what you're spraying for. A lot of times I have had some couple cases where some producers have sprayed and it didn't kill it, but they wasn't actually spraying the correct type of herbicide to kill what they was wanting to kill.
And that really is wasting money, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Sure is.
Our guest is John Cothran. John is the Extension Agent of the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about safe herbicide use for farmers, and a lot of that is going on this time of year. Other important things, and I try to think about this when I'm just doing stuff in the yard, it's also very important, maybe more so in the fields, and that sort of thing is you don't want to do it when it's really windy, and you got to make sure you avoid that the spray drifting or dust or whatever you're putting out, right?
Yeah, you can create a lot of damage maybe to your neighbor's property or their crops, I guess, if the wind is and blowing just a little bit. And, you know, if you are spraying maybe just a little wind, you know, be conscientious and maybe cover feed pans or troughs with livestock watering tanks. And we also want to think about our beehives out there also, as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you don't want to spray those, right? And is there a specific time to avoid damaging the beehives?
Yeah, we encourage farmers, producers to spray early in the morning or maybe late in the evening.
Okay.
Maybe when the bees are not out and active.
Okay. So they don't get up early and they go to bed early, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's just like radio and farming. Oh, wait.
That's
no, it's
right.
Not.
That's right.
All right, John, what other precautions? Obviously, I guess we need to wear some protective clothing.
Yeah, you always want to protect yourself and others, anybody that's around, and once again, follow all those safety precautions on the label.
Mm-hmm. It'd be important, I guess, to have some safety glasses on. You certainly don't want to get stuff in your eyes and clothing that was going to cover your body, right? You don't want the less you get on your skin, the better, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir. And, you know, if you do get some on your skin, make sure that you wash immediately with soap and water to kind of get that off your skin.
And I probably shouldn't be out in the yard eating a Spam sandwich and drinking a soda, right?
That wouldn't be a good idea. So never eat or drink or smoke while applying these pesticides or herbicides.
Folks, our guest is John Cothran with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. We're going over some of the do's and the don'ts for herbicide use for farmers and also for just the homeowners who you maybe just doing some stuff in the yard or around your garden and stuff. Number one on the list, always read the label, and that pretty much takes care of everything else, but we're kind of breaking it down for you. What happens? You spill stuff on your skin or your clothing. What do you do right then?
go ahead and wash it with soap and water. Mm-hmm. And then if you get it on your clothes, we encourage people to go ahead and change and make sure when you wash those clothes, you got to remember that that herbicide or the active chemical is in those clothes. So you want to wash those separate from other clothes.
Oh, okay. All right. But good washing should take care of it then, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pesticide storage. What's the trick there?
Make sure you store it in the original containers. We encourage people not to transfer it over to other containers and write it on the label, you know, what it is, because a lot of times it may get mixed up. Mm-hmm. Maybe in a locked cabinet or storeroom away from food or feed.
And there is, it's also important, and I think I've done this before, made a mistake. I put something in a different container, and it just ate through the container. So
whatever
container it's in is the kind it's supposed to be in.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a lot easier, you know, to have that correct label on that container, and that way you know what you're actually using.
When you are through with your spraying or dispersing the herbicide, what do you do with that equipment?
With the plastic bottles, make sure you triple rinse, and you can pour that water back into your spray tanks. And before recycling, or dispose of them in a approved landfill.
Okay. And this is probably a rule that goes with every aspect of farming, record keeping.
Yeah. We encourage producers to take good records, you know, date, time, spray, the product you use, location, you know, and this is just for records, you know, that you keep, or maybe if something happens, maybe the herbicide didn't work, you can kind of go back and see, maybe it was too cool, maybe it's too warm, maybe the wind was blowing.
And it's also, I mean, it's a great reminder to say, oh, I did this field, I didn't do that field. And there again, that can certainly be a money saver and a time saver.
Yeah, that's right.
And as big as farms are, you just, nowadays, you have to keep those records just to keep up with what you've done.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
They have any questions about what we talked about or anything along these lines, they can call you, John.
Yes, sir. They can reach me at 336-651-7348.
John Cothran, the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Agent, Associate Agent Agriculture. Appreciate the information today and look forward to talking to you again. Keep up the good work and we'll talk again soon, John.
Thank you, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us here today on Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.